including me, I eventually became one of them. But, you know, you work for some guys, and they believe in taking chances, you know, for themselves. And then those kind of guys, thought working for them, should also take these chances, you know? And I kind of see a connection similar to that. And the other ones that were safe, let's go by the rules, let's test everything first, let's be careful. You know, they're the guys I wanted to work for because, you know, that things panned out, you know. Thankfully, nothing bad ever happened, you know, during my 30 years with them, but, you know, it could have, you know. you say to yourself, you know, you really want to do this? You know, and then, you know, I worry about things like that, and I really see there's an equal sign between, you know, what I used to do, and I just hope they don't roll the dice when it comes to the safety of these missions. Any other comment, Frankie, then I'll close down. WB2BXO, WSS2S.
Well, as I said, you know, Eisenman managed to fly two space missions without getting himself or anybody else killed, so it sounds like, unlike some of these other characters, he does have some respect for rules and procedures and safety. So we can hope for the best there. 7-3, have a good night. WB2BXL.
Oh, okay, Frank. Yeah, you know, that transmission was good. The first one, the transmission before that, I missed probably the first 10 or 15 seconds. I missed that. So I don't know if it was the repeater or maybe my radio. I have it intermittent with my volume control here for some reason. If I touch it, I'll lose the audio. So I bang the table. I've tried everything to try to fix that, but outside of taking the whole radio apart, you know, spraying it with God knows what, isopropyl alcohol, and nothing works. Anyway, have a good night. Thanks for your input, Frank, and you too, Charlie. And stood by and listened to us. For now, I'm going to turn it back to Roy. We'll be on tomorrow night on the Club InfoNet, followed by Swap and Shop. Hopefully that will be on. And that's always followed by Newsline. And there was a space topic last week on Newsline. What the heck was that? I forgot what that was. Anyway, they usually have a space topic. Back to you, Roy. AC2GSWS2N for the SpaceNet report for the TechNet. Back to you.
Thank you. This is AC2GS. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do for the technical net, all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it. I especially appreciate it. I appreciate everyone who participated tonight. Again, I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you learned a few things. And I hope you'll come back and visit again next Sunday at 8 p.m. when we try and do this all over again. As always, our rebels now are done. I'd like to remind you, Dick K2IW, that ran this net for many, 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 many years, would end it with advice to be kind to each other, and that's always good advice. I like to always add good old Epictetus. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So keep your mind open to new ideas, but don't open them wide enough that your brain might fall out. Anyway, have a great week. Stay safe. Be well. Come back next Sunday, and we'll try and do it all over again. This is AC2GS. I will be clear after I say, Slava Ukraini.
I'll speak to you guys next week.
See you next week, as long as Echo Link works. WB2TDX up. So.